And we are live, and this is the first night of broadcasting on a Thursday. I'm very excited. We had a great show yesterday, and we were broadcasting, and we talked about what would happen if the what if. What would happen if you could change at any certain age, you could change decisions or choices that you had made. We had great conversations with a couple of gals from Mount Shasta, California. And today we're kind of continuing this conversation about what if you could change anything in your life. It's a little bit more about life reflections. What has happened during your life that you'd like to share with us on the radio? What can you say about your life that you have lived thus far? What was the most interesting thing that you've ever done? And I was just thinking about my own life. What was the most interesting thing I've ever done? I think it was going to Machu Picchu and hiking on the Inca Trail. I mean, I couldn't do that now, but that was about 10, 15 years ago, and I could do that. Of course, it was only the last 7 miles of the Inca Trail, but that was pretty awesome because it was steep. There were snakes on the road and the path, and it wasn't an easy hike. So that was one of the most interesting life reflections I've had. And I think the second most important thing was when I made the decision to go to college. I mean, when we graduated, there were about 35 of us in the class. And most people had decided, well, where am I going to go to work? My thoughts were so far away from that, I couldn't even imagine not going to college. And my friends were complaining, oh, I've got to go to college, I got to go to university. And I was thinking, if I could only go. And then the miracle happened. My parents said, we'll do it, but it's going to take a lot of money. And so I ended up being able to go to college, and that changed my life forever and ever. So the third thing that happened that changed my life is I met my wonderful husband, Kurt Conrad, and happy birthday, by the way, sweetie. He's going to be 92 on next Tuesday, and we may just get him over here on the here. I'm not sure whether we'll get him over here or not, but we're going to try. So being married for 35 years to this wonderful man has just really changed my life. So it's about what changed your life, what would you have done differently if you had the choice. And so here's some information that I, you know, before I get ready for a radio program, I sit and I cogitate and I meditate. And then I find a divination tool that really speaks to me. And I just select four of these, like I'll open a book four times. I'll get a message. And that's my life. That's kind of like a reflection that I have. So all of you out there listening in Radio Land, wherever you are, this is information for you. First of all, which number would you pick? Would you pick number one? Would you pick number two? Would you pick number three? Or would you pick number four? I have an audience here. What number would you pick? And you don't know the message yet, but think of a question. Give me information about my life. Give me information about party I'm going to tomorrow. Give me information about number one, number two, number three, or number four. I'm going to pick. Of course, I wrote it, but I forgot what it was. I'm going to pick number three. What number? I'm just going to look around the room, see what number you'd pick. Okay, is one person pick number two, three, and number four? We got two. No one picked number one so far. So far, how about number one? Okay. Okay, very good. So, listening for your number, I pick number three. And someone picked number four, number two. And so here we go. The first, number one. If you pick number one, and this is information for you. Abundance. Woo-hoo! I can see some smiling faces out here in the audience. And abundance for this, and we're gearing it around life reflections. Abundance here means inner peace. It means tranquility, both masculine and feminine, because we always have this masculine and feminine within us. You know, masculine says we're going to take action. Feminine says I'm going to let it come to me. And what's inside, what's outside, inner wisdom will contribute to external abundance. So if you pick number one, that's about abundance, being at peace within. You know, not everyone has peace all the way through, unless you're a yogi sitting up on top of the mountain meditating. Well, that would be nice, but we're interacting with people after all. Okay, that now number two. Number two has to do with existence. In other words, you are an important puzzle piece for what's going on in the world right now. You chose to come here at this time. There's chaos, and I've talked about this chaos over and over again. Without you and what you do and how you do it, I don't care what age you are, without you, what you do and how you do it, the world would not be the same. It would not be the same for people around you. It wouldn't be the same for an organization you belong to. If you're in business for yourself, it's very important that you look at how you're an important piece for the business that you're in, whether you're in sales, whether you're in marketing, I don't know what you do, but whatever it is, you're the piece. So if you pick number two, I'm looking over there. Who picked number two out here? We got a nice audience out here. So with being number two and being the puzzle piece, and without you, this organization would not be the same. Just remember that. That's abundance. That's your life reflection right now. Number three, and I picked this one too. So based on life reflections, through life reflections, old wounds will come to the surface. If you start doing a reflection on what's going on in your life, any wounds that you may have had are going to come to the surface. Okay, if they come to the surface, that means it's time to let them go or whatever. Now, with this collage that I have, and we're going to be doing this class on Saturday here at Garden Way Retirement Community. This is the most fabulous, fabulous place in the whole wide world here in this Eugene area. We're going to be doing this collage class. So as I'm looking at this, I looked at this and I said, is there a wounding that I can see? Well, I see a snake, which of course I don't like snakes. I'm looking at the Roman warrior. Uh-oh. Did I have a lifetime as a Roman warrior where I got kind of put in the Colosseum and I had to fight lions? So, I mean, these are different things that could come up. Something in your life where there's a wounding. And when you're doing one of these collages, it will reveal any woundings. It will reveal what's coming up. And that's kind of exciting. So if you keep your mind and your ego out of what's going on, then it has nothing to hang its hat on. A wounding could be, oh, somebody done me wrong. You've heard those old country western songs, someone done me wrong? Well, there's when you get your mind and your ego out of it, you just let it go. Like water off a duck's back, and go ducks, by the way. if water will just fall right off and it doesn't affect you. So that's number three. Don't let the mind, don't let the ego get involved. Just accept whatever happens. If it's bad news, accept it. It's just the way it is. A couple times I wanted to change because I wanted something to go my way. Didn't go my way. Was I a happy camper? No. But you know something, if it had been my way, it wouldn't have been a pretty picture. But you know, there's a higher power. You know who the higher power is, God. And because I didn't push, I just said, okay. It didn't happen. I wanted it to happen. I let it go. And sure enough, better things happened than if I had tried to push and say, I've got to have this happen. Okay, number four. Now, who picked number four? Okay, number four is to be innocent. Now, here's, if you're letting go of your mind, you're letting go of the ego, got to have it my way, you become childlike but not childish. You become childlike and just let it, as if you had no ego, you let go of your personality, because in the bigger picture of looking at a puzzle, and I know that people here at Garden Way Retirement probably do puzzles. I've seen where my mom lives up in McMinnville. They love to do the puzzles, and every once in a while I'll walk by and I'll see they've got it all done, but there's one piece missing. And I'm thinking, one piece missing to be complete, and that could be your life, and you could be that puzzle piece for someone else. If you are, a perfect example would be to pay it forward. if you do something nice, for example, I lived in San Francisco, and when I would drive through, every once in a while, someone would pay my way. I mean, that's $3, and someone would pay my way to go through that toll booth. And I thought, boy, that's really nice. So the next time I went through, I said, let me pay it forward. So I went ahead and paid the $3 extra for the next person going through. But then I would drive real fast so that they couldn't catch up with me and try to wave and say thank you. Because when you do that, when you pay it forward and you're the puzzle piece for someone else, you don't need to have an attaboy, an attagirl. If you have to have that, then your ego's kicking in. And now, look what I did. Ooh, look what I did. Yeah. No, you just let it go and just let it be untestifiable, whatever it is. And I think that works pretty good. Okay, so that's the piece of information. If you could think about calling in, well, if you're listening, of course, you're listening on the computer on judithconradradio.com, or you're listening on bbsradio.com/JudithConradRadio, you have a whole bunch of telephone numbers right in front of you. You have Skype. We can get up to 20 people on Skype. So we could have a nice conversation. You could tell me which one of those four really resonated with you. And I'd just love to hear from you. Well, did you notice that full moon this last couple days? Aries, in Aries full moon. That moon was huge, which means right about now, we're entering into new beginnings, new beginnings, new beginnings. So look at how does that reflect with your life reflections. If you've been willing to take a look at your life reflections of what was really exciting about your life, that's a new beginning. And another thing is we're entering into, some people love astrology, that would be me, some people don't. We're entering into, 2012. And a lot of people say, well, 2012, that's supposed to be the end of the calendar. Well, that doesn't mean you're going to die. It just means we're getting a whole new perspective. Remember, everything I was talking about up to this point was all about changes, reflections, to look and see how woundings could be healed by not getting into the mind, not getting into the ego, and just becoming more childlike, more in tune with nature. Because when you're in nature, that's when I remember hiking that Inca Trail. It was every time you went around a corner, here comes another bunch of mosquitoes. We were lunch. So that it was like something new every time we would go around a corner. There would be orchids. I mean, the most gorgeous orchids, little baby tiny ones, huge orchids. Of course, we're in the jungle down in Lima, outside of Peru, Lima, Peru. We're outside of Cusco, and that's, of course, in South America. And so there was just like an innocence and a newness about everything. And I just can't tell you how exciting that was. So I was like a little baby. I was, look at this orchid. Look at that orchid. Look at that snake. I don't think so. But, there was a snake. And, of course, we had a guide with us. Her name was Amalia. And she's one of the few female guides down there. Most of them were men. And she would explain the colorings on the snake, which one was poisonous, which one wasn't. And it was very interesting. And, of course, when you'd look up, there would be the condor. Huge condors. And that's part of the symbolism of Peru, which is the condor, which is above the upper world. And then you had the puma or the jaguar. You had the snake. All those three were part of this. And, of course, there were the snakes. There were the condors. I didn't get to see any pumas or jaguars. That was just fine with me. All right. So that's the first part of our lesson, talking about life reflections. And I'm going to be bringing in my guest very soon. And first, we're going to take a little break, a little early break. So, Seth, you want to play some of my ads? And we're going to bring in my guest, and we'll be right back. We're going to talk about life reflections and anyone else that wants to call in pretty quick. We'll be right back.
What is an intuitive reading? Why do people come to an intuitive such as Judith Conrad for a reading? They are in crisis or chaos. They just know that there is more information that they can't put their finger on. They want to know how to fully utilize their potentials and resources. They want to slow down to receive answers. They want more tools to deal with life changes. They know that their ways of resolving their problems aren't working. They've lost control. They want to find relevance and meaning to their life. They are experiencing loss of homes, jobs, careers, relationship, loved ones, death, major changes. They want to know how to break out of the status quo. Judith Conrad can assist in this transformation. Call Judith at 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610. And check out the website at eugeneintuitive.com.
Get a coach. Here we are at the beginning of 2011, and it's time to jumpstart your life. Let's see where you are with the following questions.
Are your New Year's resolutions still valid? Are you procrastinating on your current goals? Are your goals meaningful? Are you ready to really commit to a quantum leap in your business and personal life? Want to know your life's purpose? Do you have a creative idea that needs developing?
If so, call Judith Conrad, a personal, business, and intuitive coach with 25 years of entrepreneurial coaching experience. She is a cut-to-the-chase coach who knows what's ahead. Call 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
Timely tips on the Judith Conrad radio program. Judith is offering an opportunity to share your minute of how-to information every week on her radio program. The same information will be featured on her website. What a unique way to spread the word about your business, service, and about you. Call Judith Conrad for an interview about this marketing idea. 541-515-0610. That's 541-515-0610.
Well, welcome back. This is Judith Conrad, and we have a whole lot of feedback, so we're going to turn off Skype and get ready for Terry Powell, who's the management part of the management team here at Garden Way Retirement Community. And I'm looking forward to talking about with her about life reflections. What can you say about your life that you have lived thus far, and what was the best possible thing that has happened during this whole life? So we've got Terry Powell, who's calling in now. And we're going to have a great conversation. And we're located here in Eugene, Oregon. And my name is Judith Conrad. I'm a radio broadcast coach. I'm an intuitive coach, a spiritual coach. And we're getting ready to bring her on. So are we ready, Terry?
Yes, I'm ready, Judith.
Okay. So we have Seth, we got her? Okay, so we are broadcasting here at Garden Way. How are you doing, Terry?
Wonderful. Beautiful day today.
I know it is. Just a little bit of sprinkling, but of course this is Oregon, so we expect a little bit of rain here once in a while. Okay, so Terry, tell me a little bit about you before we go into talking about that collage. Tell me about yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, I am, along with my husband, Jim, the manager at Garden Way Retirement, and working in a job where I can work with my passion, which is working with seniors.
Wonderful. What is it you like working with seniors? I mean, what is it about working with the seniors that really gets you excited?
Learning from them. There's so much of life that they have lived and so many stories they have to share and so many experiences they have that spending 5 minutes with any of my residents, and I feel like I've learned just a wealth of knowledge from them.
So can you think of any one particular, do I call them elder or person, or how do I refer to your clients here?
Oh, they are residents. They
residents.
Are our residents.
Your residents.
Or you can call them my family, my extended
Your family.
Family.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so looking at the people, and you have a full house here. You have, I think all the rooms have been rented out. Is correct?
I've got a few left, but not many, right?
Okay. So thinking of all of the folks, I mean, just imagine them sitting there having dinner. What one particular person stands out and something about their life that just is outstanding?
Well, without going into too much detail, for example, one would be one that we've got here who's going through some great physical pain, but every day wears this big, beautiful smile that just absolutely radiates from her. And her world is getting smaller in vision and in hearing and in body movement, but that doesn't bother her as a spirit, as a person. And just looking at the strength that she has, she is an amazing woman, full of information. But her heart is bigger than she is.
So what would you attribute that inner, what would you say, joy that she has, that she carries? Where does that come from? Is it anything like I was talking about in the beginning?
That's a good question. That's a really good question.
Yeah,
because I've asked her that before. And she says every day is a gift. Every day is a gift. And just to live every day as it's your first or it's your last, but live, truly live every day. And that says so much about this person. She's incredibly phenomenal, and she just lives every day, full of life, learning, still learning, in her 90s, still wanting to learn all she can, to do all she can, and be all she can every day.
Wonderful. Okay, so that takes care of one person. I would like to get to know that person. That would be so wonderful to sit and talk with that person. Imagine that a lot of interesting stories could be shared from that particular person. Let's think of another person, and it doesn't have to be something that's so, you know, earth-shaking. It's just, you know, it's yesterday I talked about the mundane things. Mundane life is just as important as someone who's a general in an army or, you know, who has written books or something like that. Is there anyone else that comes to mind that has just really touched your heart?
Oh, well, that one's easy. There's a group of women. they call themselves the Troublemakers. I call them the Giggle Group. But I have now become an honorary member of the Troublemakers, and these are a group of women who, no matter what's going on, they always bring laughter to the table. Literally, in the dining room, you can walk by there, and they are laughing. They're sharing jokes. They're sharing emails that they've received, but they're always laughing, and they say that they're doing that because life has enough trouble as it is. So they want to, instead of focusing on, oh, my aches and pains and my poor old back and my this and my that, they instead choose to focus on joy and how that just changes them. You know, it during that time when all the troublemakers are together, they're able to laugh about what's going on and forget about the pain in their back or whatever they've got going on. So, yeah, those folks immediately come to mind.
It reminds me, when I go to Springfield Greeters, I always sit at the bad boys table. Well, since I've started doing that, a couple other gals have joined me, and now it's being renamed as a bad girls table because we stir up stuff. And sometimes, you know, people came over and they said, why is it that you're not paying attention to the speaker? I said, because we can't hear them. We can't hear them because they don't use the microphone. They don't speak out. I mean, they're supposed to be in business projecting their voice and telling us about their business. But if we can't hear them, then it's not that we're doing disrespect. It's just that we can't hear them, so we create something else going on at this table. And I'm noticing that, you know, and of course with your family here at Garden Way, that if people can't hear, and my mom was a perfect example of that, she missed so much. She has right now a 92 to 95% hearing loss, and that makes a difference, you know, in how she lives her life.
Of course it does. I couldn't imagine missing out on all that one would be missing out with only 4 to 6% hearing left. That would be very sad to me. But yet, like we were talking about, I see others that do it and do a great job with it. But on some, just to miss out on all that would be so sad, to not be able to hear my grandkids' laughter. I couldn't imagine that.
Right. And she couldn't hear birds. And when she got her first hearing aid, I think she was maybe 24, 25, and she said, oh, my gosh, they were making so much noise. I mean, the sound of those birds chirping just drove her crazy because she couldn't, you know, she was not used to hearing that. You know, can you imagine that?
Oh, I actually hear that a lot from many of my family members here.
I love that.
It's like everything is just turned up loud.
And I like the fact that you call them your family, because that shows that you're really, you know, it's just something very, very precious when you can, you know, even though they're paying money to be here and they're being taken care of, they have their dinner and their lunch and their supper or whatever. And so, but you're calling them a part of your family.
Well, we as the managers actually get to live right here in Garden Way Retirement Community with them. And while they have their own blood family that they go and do things with, or, you know, our residents are very active and they're coming and going and doing this or that, we still, like you said, we get to have our breakfast and our lunch and our dinners together, and we do activities together. We had one who was on Dancing with the Stars. She, not as a contestant, but as somebody in the audience. And so we decided, okay, we're all going to go upstairs to our theater, and so that we can see Dancing with the Stars on the huge screen so that we can all watch for Cynthia. And so we did. We had the theater full of residents, and we were eating Red Hat cookies and drinking coffee and milk and watching for Cynthia, and everyone was jumping up and down whenever we saw her. But that's what a family does. A family is there for each other, celebrating the highs and crying with each other for the lows, and that's what family does. So we are a family.
And that's
they have
wonderful.
Accepted me as part of their family.
How sweet is that? Absolutely wonderful. Well, how about your life reflections? As we look back on your life, is there anything that stands out as, I don't know, just that just comes to mind that you would like to share?
I've got one thing. Back in 99, I found 3 of my sisters. I have a total of 4 sisters. 2 are half-sisters. We share the same father. And 2 are full sisters who were adopted by other families, one when she was 9 months and the other one at birth. And then I had a brother as well who had been adopted with one of my sisters. So the one sister and brother, I had met them when I was 16 years old, but I knew that there was another sister. And in looking for the baby sister, I found out I had 2 older half-sisters. And so in 99, we, all of us girls, got together for the first time. And that was pretty remarkable.
Yes, and I've heard stories like that before, and I think that's just so wonderful. So this is something that's really important for you.
Oh, absolutely. It awakened me as a whole different person. Or I should say, it helped me to learn who I was.
You know what? I'm looking at your menu and that you brought to me. And I'm seeing that today, on Thursday, there's pot roast with gravy, slow-braised roast beef with brown gravy served with mashed potatoes and green beans.
Oh, yes. We certainly eat well here.
It sounds like it.
Let me tell you, everybody says that when they come here, they gain 7 to 10 pounds. And that's why we have our wonderful activity director, wellness coordinator, because she helps us lose that 7 to 10 pounds that we put on from all the great meals and the amazing desserts that we have.
So what are some of the desserts that you normally have?
Oh, well, I can't say there's a normal because these guys in our kitchen, our sous chef and our line cook were all executive chefs out in the world before they decided to join our family. And we have, we'll have cheesecake quite often, and then we'll have a very decadent, very rich chocolate cake with chocolate shavings on top and a beautiful mousse, or we will have, a strawberry shortcake that, none can compare to theirs. So we have, and then there's also the diabetic desserts that we have, and there's the sugar-free options that they bring us, and oh my goodness, yeah, we don't ever want for anything here.
So you said that you and your husband actually live here on the campus or in the building. Is that correct?
That is, yes. Jim and I have a beautiful two-bedroom, two-bath suite. Like we have studio apartments, one-bedroom apartments, and then the two-bedroom apartments. So Jim and I, as the managers, have a two-bedroom apartment. Our assistant managers, Jeffrey and Sheila, part of our management team, along with our chef. Now, the chef doesn't live here, but Jeffrey and Sheila do. And then we've also recently, in the past few months, had Peter and Anna join us as our community development team. And they live here as well. So we all get to live right here in our very own apartment. And this is our home. Jim and I don't have another home we go to on our days off. This is our home.
This is it, baby.
This is it, baby. And there's none better. It's like living in a resort. We have, what do we not have? We've got a theater. We have a wellness spa, so that we have massage, Reiki, reflexology, acupuncture, acupressure. We have all those therapists that come in and provide those services. We have one of those amazing therapy spa tubs. We have a sunlight therapy room, and for all of us Oregonians, we know how important that is, starting
yes.
from fall all the way through spring. And that room is well used. three quarters of the year.
Good. I'm glad because, you know, with all the rain and the grayness, it sometimes is depressing. And I know when I first moved up here 3 years ago, I started taking vitamin D3 because it was, you know, I wasn't used to it. I moved up from California where we had sunshine so often.
Abundant sunshine.
Abundant sunshine. That's right. Okay, for those people who just tuned in, I'm talking with Terry Powell, and she's a part of the management team here at Garden Way Retirement Community. And I think we're going to just pop in and have some dinner afterwards. I hope that's okay.
I hope that you and your husband both do. Would love it to help him celebrate his birthday.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah, when I saw him perk up when I read pot roast with gravy. He loves that.
Well, and you know, we've also got the full soup and salad bar that comes along with it.
What? I will be
yeah,
stuffed.
Yeah, a full soup and salad bar.
Wow.
And if you don't care for the pot roast and all the accompaniments, there's a full menu that you choose from. So maybe if that's not what you're looking for, maybe you want a vegetarian hummus wrap, or maybe you'd like to have a what's called the mean and lean, or the best hamburgers in town and french fries. I mean, it's your choice. That's the neat thing about Garden Way is we have choices.
That's great. What a wonderful place, you know, and I remember when you first opened up, it was such a wonderful event. I mean, we had a ton of people from the Springfield greeters, I think Eugene greeters. They were, you know, everyone came in and you did such a great job. And then about a month later, and I don't know that you were here yet, but then the Springfield greeters came in and we had our breakfast and networking meeting here.
I do remember that.
Were you here then?
Oh, yeah. Jim and I actually were the first ones here. We came when we had paint on the walls and carpet on the floors, and it was an empty building. So we've been here since as soon as we were given the keys to the building.
Okay. Now, excuse me. What I'm going to do now is you have in your hands the collage that is a kind of a representation of what we're going to be doing on Saturday here at Garden Way Retirement Community. It's going to be from 1 to 4. And the way I like to work with this is actually mine. But, you know, anyone can look at it. And so do you have a question that you'd like to focus on? First of all, we want the question first.
Well, okay. The question was just a general life. Where am I going from here? You know, it's funny because you had mentioned that when you were asking about the numbers, did we think of a question? And boy, that was the first thing that popped in my mind is what next? Because I've had so many great experiences in my life. What's next?
And you picked number 3.
I picked. I picked number 2.
Number 2. Okay.
And mine said that I was part of the puzzle, I think it was.
Yes. You're the puzzle piece.
And that, yeah.
Yeah. And so now let's take it a bit further. Because you're here, you found a surrounding where all of your activities, all your gifts and talents can be utilized. So you're asking what's next. Okay, I want you to hold up that collage in front of you. And what you're going to do is you're going to close your eyes. You're going to think of what's next. What's next for Terry Powell? And I want you to look. Don't look yet. I want you to open your eyes, and I want you to look and just look and see where your eye falls. And what picture, what symbol do you see on that collage?
Okay, let's open. Oh, that's odd. I looked at the Wells Fargo stagecoach.
Okay, very good. So that's your symbol. That's your message. So this is something that I had put on my collage, a Wells Fargo stagecoach with horses. What does that mean for you? Just let your imagination run. What does that mean for you, a stagecoach with horses? What is that? It's like in dreams, you know. It's what does it mean to you?
I would say for me it's part of the journey. In looking at it, I see it as it's a mode of transportation. It's going to take me somewhere. And I don't think of it so much as the bank part of it, darn it. But I do think of it I see the horses attached to it, and they're going to take me somewhere.
Okay. Excellent. Okay, now I'm going to give my interpretation. So I'm visualizing you, Terry Powell, and I'm visualizing your question that you're asking what's next. And when I think of a Wells Fargo and I think of the old-fashioned means of transportation, especially since you're the puzzle piece, you're looking for where you can be the puzzle piece, is that you're going back to the old-fashioned values, the old-fashioned way of communicating, the old-fashioned way of transporting thoughts or whatever from one point to the other. So the stagecoach is an old-fashioned way of moving people, moving ideas, moving just getting things moving. So it's an old-fashioned means of moving you into what you really love to do with the old-fashioned values. How does that resonate with you?
Well, the old-fashioned values certainly do. Being raised by my grandmother, I was certainly raised with the respect of others and the pleases and the thank yous and just a good, you take care of your friends and your neighbors and your family, and so the old-fashioned values resonate very strongly with me. So the old-fashioned mode of transportation, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm. It's symbolic, of course.
Okay.
I don't see you going out and getting a coach and horses.
No, I think I would agree with that. I don't see me getting on a coach either. Now, maybe living someplace where I could ride the horses, that would be nice.
Okay. But, very good.
Yeah.
Do you live any place? Of course, you live here. Are there horses in the vicinity?
I know that there are horses over somewhere near Florence. Being from Oklahoma, where I'm from, of course, there are plenty of horses seems like everybody's a cowboy there.
Yeah, right, right. So what does a horse mean to you?
Freedom.
Freedom. Okay, very good. Okay, that's very important that, you know, the first word that pops into your head, and then freedom is what one of the answers to your question, what's coming up next, that there, your existence has to do with freedom. What is the stagecoach? You said banking right away. So what does banking mean to you?
What freedom, does banking mean to
freedom,
me? Bill
freedom, yeah. Freedom, banking. You see where I'm going? I'm just letting one thought lead to the next. Freedom, banking, financial freedom.
Financial freedom. That makes sense. Yeah, okay. Following that path, going from freedom to banking, absolutely.
So you see how I'm doing this? I'm just letting things, thoughts,
right.
from that picture of the of stagecoach and the horses to you know, just kind of, we worked a little bit to find that. But, you know, if that's how you find your answers in the subconscious.
Okay, I see how that works.
Right, so this is what we're... Okay, we've got someone else on the line with us. So you hang on here, Terry. We've got Tracy from Long Island, New York on line one. So let's bring in Tracy to the conversation. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, how are you?
Just fine, Tracy. Did you call before?
No.
Oh, I was hoping
that. Oh, yeah, I think I did. I did, and I had to go. Yeah, I did call before.
Right, and that was when we were broadcasting from a business, a women's business organization. And by the way, we've got Terry. Terry Powell from Garden Way Community. So we have a three-way conversation going on.
Hi, Tracy.
So since she's got the collage, Tracy, do you have a question that you'd like to ask? And then we're going to have Terry pick out a symbol on that collage. Does that work for you?
Sure.
Okay.
I just want to know, are you ready?
Yes.
I just want to know what you see for me in my future, and has anybody from the other side there to contact me?
Okay. And do you have, who do you have on the other side? I think you have quite a few people on the other side, right?
Quite a few, yeah.
Okay. Well, let you see what, now Terry's going to close her eyes. She's going to focus on you, Tracy, from Long Island, New York. And she's going to close her eyes, and then she's going to look at that collage and see what symbol, what picture jumps out, and then I'm going to take it from there.
Sure.
Ready, Terry?
Yes.
Okay. You're going to close your eyes, thinking of Tracy. She wants information from someone on the other side.
Okay. I opened up and saw the, looks like a wolf.
Okay. One wolf or two or several?
There are several.
Okay.
There's a photo here of four together.
Okay. Very good. That's so, I have chills on this one. Okay, Tracy, then this is my collage she's using. She's in the other room. I don't see it. But there's one lone wolf. And then there's a picture of four wolves together. And what I'm getting is that there are four people on the other side. And they're all clustered together. They're, you know, the wolves are symbolic. They're the teachers.
Okay.
They're the teachers, and they're the ones on the other side who would love to have you, you know, meditate so that you can communicate with them. So I'm feeling that the four were very close, or somehow were connected. And so they're ready to communicate with you. And I would recommend that you have you ever done automatic writing?
No, I haven't.
Okay, what you do is you think of, I would make a list of all my relatives that are on the other side who've crossed over. And then just kind of look and see which four seem to want to clump together. And then automatic writing is you take your non-dominant hand. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
Right.
You're right-handed.
Right-handed.
Okay, you're going to take your left hand, and you're going to put your pencil on the piece of paper, and you're going to start writing. It's going to be difficult. And you say, what do you – and the keep thinking about, what is it that you want to tell me? And as you're right. doing the writing with a non-dominant hand, it's going to slow you right. down. You're going to find messages that are coming through. Now, this is okay. not just a one-time thing. First of all, you okay. write down all the names.
Okay.
You write down all the names, yep. and then you look and see mm-hmm. which four are clumping together.
Okay.
And then you start writing, and just let one kind of come through that is the most prominent.
Okay.
And then I would just invite you to give me a call or to just email okay. me, which is Judith okay. at judithconradradio.com.
Okay. Gotcha.
Very good. Okay, and Tracy, I just thank you for calling. And, you know, okay. I'm on Wednesdays and Thursdays now.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes.
Do you personally see anything for yes. my future, then?
Yeah, and that's all I can give you right now. But that's what I can do over
right
the radio
now.
Right this moment, yeah. Because I have another guest who's going to be talking. She's going to grab a telephone, and she's going to talk to me. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling, Tracy. Okay, just one
thank
second.
Thank you. Have a good
thank you. Okay. Terry Powell is out there. Could you find her? She's got you know her? She's got my cell phone. Terry, would you go and Greg? And I want to talk to you on the radio. Okay. A friend of mine just walked in. And I know her. So we're going to have her grab the telephone, and I want to talk to her on the radio.
Okay, I see your friend right here, and I'm handing her the phone.
Thank you so much, Terry. Okay, you're ready to talk to me now?
Hi, Judith.
That was pleasant.
Okay, so if you give me your full name.
Terry Leeser.
Terry Leeser, okay, Terry. What a surprise to see you here.
Actually, my parents live here.
Your parents live here? Well, what a wonderful thing. And so you're here visiting them.
We're going out. I'm taking them out to dinner.
Wonderful. Well, I'm going to be here. I'm going to go to dinner here.
It's a great place.
All right. Well, thank you so much for jumping on the phone, Terry.
Have a great evening.
Okay, thanks a lot. You never know what's going to happen when you know, about all of this, the things going on. Here's someone calling, Tracy from Long Island, New York. And then, she had called my very first show back on the radio, and we talked with her, and so it was interesting that here we have all of these folks here. I love it. I'm getting a big hug from Terry Leeser. Yay! Terry Leeser is with Guarantee Chevrolet, right? Very good. Guarantee Chevrolet. I'm getting some kind of a feedback here. I don't know what it is, but anyway, Guarantee Chevrolet out in Junction City, and that's really, really great. Okay, so I got the echo back again. I don't know what happened here, but anyway, I'm just going to be cool with that. So we're getting close to the end of the show. We got about 10 more minutes, and I thank you so much for coming on the radio, all of you. Yes, okay. So I just want to let you know that the cell phone is picking me up. I'm just turning it off. Okay, turning the cell phone off. Okay. All right, so then I'm going to go back and just let you know what's going to happen on Saturday. Saturday I'm going to be doing a workshop here. So can I have the folks just move out of the room here because you're getting some feedback here. So this next Saturday from 1 to 4, I'm going to be here at Garden Way Community, retirement community, and I'll be doing this workshop, and it is about using – they're going to be creating their own collage. And you see how I was using it here where I had you think of a question. And as you thought of the question, then you close your eyes and then you look at the collage and see what pops up. For example, she saw the stagecoach with the horses. And the next one, when Tracy wanted to know about the folks who were on the other side, she looked at the pack of wolves. Now that doesn't mean that they're wolf. That, you know, a wolf is a symbol for teaching. And I didn't get any. Of course, I'm on the radio, and it's inappropriate that I should bring forth information here. And of course, I do private sessions with my intuitive work, coaching. And if you're ever interested in having your own radio program, many times I'm training people to do that. So if you're interested in going to I have two websites I'm going to direct you to. One is judithconradradio.com. Again, that's judithconradradio.com. And that's where I keep my programs archived. They're also archived here on BBS Radio. And the other with my intuitive work is eugeneintuitive.com. And that has a list of all my sessions, my intuitive sessions, I do past life regressions. I work with folks who have, you know, would like to have information about anyone who's crossed over. In fact, one of the most recent ones that I've worked with is this lady was so upset because her daddy had died at age 3 in an automobile accident. And so she had gone to psychics, she had gone to mediums all over the place and had never had, and she's about, I'd say 43 right now. And she came in for a session and I was just, you know, I was asking, we were working on some business things. And she says, could you check and see whether my daddy's here? She called her daddy. And so she kept talking about him. And then all of a sudden I felt his presence and he started speaking through me. And as he was sharing about the accident, he had seen her and she was looking out the back window and their eyes connected. And at that moment, she felt reconnected with her daddy. And she said, from that moment on, she has been receiving messages and Tracy using exactly the same kind of technique that I told you about is writing with your non-dominant hand. You ask the question, what information do you have for me, daddy? And then the same lady, I worked with her mother. And she was angry because her mother had died. They had been so close. So after that was in a different session. And so after that session, she was able to communicate without the anger. In fact, she hadn't been able to communicate. And they were so close. And that had been such a missing that she just didn't know quite how to act. The other thing I want to let you know is that I will be on Wednesdays and Thursdays from 4 to 5, and eventually I may take up the Tuesday. So just let you know, you can set your schedule at 4 to 5, and you can, if you know of anyone else who would love to call in, it would be my greatest pleasure to be able to call, to have you call in and just to... You know, just I will give you a brief answer, and then from there, if you would like to call me and set up an appointment, I record all of my sessions so that you're able to listen to it over and over again. In fact, I insist that people transcribe it because there's so much information that comes through. So I'm going to close now, and I will be back next Wednesday. I want to remind each and every one of you out there that who you are makes a difference.